The second type of breathing that we're going to talk about is Yang Qi rhythm breathing. And the Yang Qi rhythm breathing is designed in order to repel things. And again, when we talk about repelling things, we're talking about, if you notice in some of the advertisements on our course, we talk about repelling objects, we talk about moving things. Well, part of this is in relation to getting your breath to work and getting it to forcefully be able to move. Now, we're not going to be moving objects with the breath, we're moving it with the energy, with the chi, but we're using the breath kind of as a generator in order to get that energy out there. And on the Yang Qi rhythm, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short inhale, still going to be doing deep breathing, and then you're going to do a long exhale through the mouth. The inhale should only last 1 or 2 seconds, and the exhale is going to be a lot longer, maybe 5 to 10 seconds. And as you get better, you're going to increase the time frame that you have on the exhale. Now, in order to make sure that you're doing this properly, you want to be able to put your hand in front of your mouth and feel what you're breathing out. If you feel a lot of air on your hand, so for instance, if you just were to breathe out on your hand like that, you feel a lot of breath. You know, you could fog a mirror. But the way we're going to be doing it is we're going to be getting the breath from as far back and as deep in the throat as possible, so that you're generating not only energy, but you're generating a very thick amount of energy and breath as you're doing it. As a matter of fact, you're going to make a sound like a type of sound, a ha sound. Now, when you put your hand in front of your mouth, when you're doing the qi breathing properly, the yang qi breathing, you really shouldn't feel any air or very little bit of air coming across on the hand. If you're feeling the air like as if you just went right across on the hand, then you're doing it improperly. What you want to do is you want to do it so far back that it's very, very imperceptible in terms of the actual air. I'm going to do the best that I can in order to do a pronounced Yang Qi rhythm breathing pattern. Hopefully you can hear it and hear the way it sounds. It's coming from as far back in my throat as I can get it. So we're going to go ahead and show you exactly what that sounds like. And I'm going to do a quick inhale, and I'm going to do a longer exhale. Now, hopefully you can hear that and understand a little bit about where it's coming. It's coming from deep in the back of the throat. It's not a situation where we're just you know, breathing out like that. It's a situation where you're going as far back in your throat, and it's a steady stream. You got to understand, if you're going to be able to manipulate objects in a steady flow, you have to get a steady flow of the energy. This starts with doing the breathing. Now, as we start doing these different breathing, you're going to find that the Yang Qi rhythm, which we're doing right now, is going to be easier for you to do at first than the Yin Qi rhythm. And you'll see when we get to that section next that even my inhale will probably be a lot shorter than on the Yang inhale. I could have probably went a lot further on the Yang. Now, you don't want to go to the end where you can't possibly breathe anymore. You want to get to a comfort zone. You want to start building that time frame up. Also, this is not the type of breathing you're going to use everyday life. This is just when you're manipulating something or you're using it to repel, you're going to use this type of breathing. The Qigong rhythm breathing that we talked about before, just the stomach going out and in, is more of your normal breathing. Now, when you're doing the Yang Qi breathing, you will be doing the same as the Qi breathing. The only difference is there's more pronunciation in the exhale. And you'll notice when we do the Yin Qi breathing that there's going to be more of a pronunciation on the inhale.